This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right. Hello. Listen, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
It's Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Alice in Winterland. Let's do this thing, you guys. December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, starring One Direction. Sorry, it's starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. Sorry, they're very top of mind. I'm going to start this over. Edit this out in post, would you? Alice in Winterland, December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, starring One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. Tickets for Alice in Winterland are on sale right now, but you can win them right now with this hour's code word. It's SKY. S-K-Y. Take the word SKY. Very simple, tiny little word. And text it to our contest line, 20357, for your chance to win tickets for this show. Alice in Winterland. This hour's code word is SKY. In 1 hour, we'll have another code word for you. You're going to love it. So there's that. All right. Shohei Ohtani, how'd I do?
Good.
He's got something called a 50-50 ball, and it broke a record when they saw. Oh, you already know.
No, I don't know. I so far I know what you're talking about.
Okay, so here it is. It's time to play a mini game.
Shohei Ohtani, if you don't know, was playing for the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. He just moved over to the Dodgers and will be featured in the World Series starting tomorrow. He is the biggest, it's debatable, but I would say he's the biggest star in baseball right now.
Yes.
And he plays both ways. He's a phenomenal pitcher, but he had to get Tommy John surgery, so he didn't pitch this year. And he just focused on hitting.
Did still manage to break every
record. And because he was just hitting and not playing the field at all, he ended up with a record that's never been done.
This is Dodgers star Shohei Ohtani made history when he became, this happened last month, before the playoffs, I assume, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The first major league player to hit 50 home runs and steal 50 bases in a single season, and they're calling it a 50-50. That's the new record. Now, since then, I'm sure he's over that, but when he hit 50-50, the 50th ball that he hit is the one in question here.
Okay.
This is the ball from his record-breaking 50th home run, and not only did he break some records, this ball broke some records. How much, Maddie and Vinny, did this ball sell for? And by the way, this is not just the highest selling ball in baseball. This is the highest selling ball.
In the history of sport.
Of any sport. This is the highest selling
interesting.
Ball.
Interesting. I think that what's interesting in my mind about it is that he's just beginning his run in the baseball record books. So I could see someone.
How old is he?
I don't know his age, but he's young. And
you played baseball for a long time.
He's a phenom. Like he's as great a pitcher as you could ever want, but he can also hit home runs.
He's 30.
Oh boy.
So
he's got at least 10 years if he can stay healthy.
If he can stay healthy, you're right, about 10, but in general you'd say 5 more really productive years. My point was that a speculator might say this, after he's done with the record books, will only be worth that much more. So, okay, I'm going to say the most expensive ball in the history.
From any sport.
$10 million.
Maddie, what say you?
I'll say $11
million. $4.392 million.
Oh, okay. We went over.
You did go over. I like the way you're thinking, because if you had asked me, I would be like, first of all, I don't know what the last ball was. I don't know what held the record. You want to take any guesses? It's the big ball. It's the one.
Which one?
It's Mark McGwire's 70th home run ball from 1998. 1998 sold for $3 million, and that's...
Worthless held is the, what it's...
and held the record all this time.
I know, but I don't think that guy could ever
well,
get
he's
a
got
penny
an asterisk.
Back. Right.
Right.
So Vinny won.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes.
Okay. I got
just
it.
Because you tried to, you know, mother bleep me.
Right.
El Campeón del Reino.
It was just a mini game. There wasn't, you didn't need to.
The kisses. I wish people could see the kisses. I got it.
Yeah. The kisses are pretty good. Dodgers.
I'm so happy I have a song now. You have no idea. I don't want to be.
After all these
you know,
years, you finally have a song.
It's 30 years.
I don't want to, no. You know, get
I didn't
too
know,
crazy.
It's a simple
but,
thing, you know. It's
well, very, it is the simple things, isn't it?
It is
it,
the
Sarah?
Little things. It certainly is, yeah. Yep. Actually, it's so funny you say that. I was kind of giggling about this. You know, the Biebers just had a kid back in August. And I guess that Justin Bieber bought a plant for his wife, and it's the gangliest. It's like not an attractive plant. It's not well potted. It's just it looks like someone took a stick and put it. It's really, and she's all, look what he got me. And she writes, it's the little things. I'm like, that is a very little thing.
Hmm.
Like of all the things you could get her, that's the one. Huh?
Plants.
It's just, it's like, it looks like a stick. It's really not. Anyway, a 50-50 ball, now you know. This is the first time one's ever happened, so there it is. The ball from Shohei Ohtani's record-breaking 50th home run to stack on top of his 50 stolen bases just sold, went on the block, and it broke all the other records, too. It sold for $4.392 million. So there's that. I found this story interesting. Just sort of a little behind-the-scenes look into the world of Hollywood. Which, as you know, I just am so into it. So I love John Wick. I think I love Keanu Reeves, and I think that the first three John Wick movies are just great.
I do too.
I have to say I did not finish the fourth movie. I really did feel like I have no idea what's happening.
Your review of four has kept me from watching four.
I bet
four.
You'd like it. Maybe
I will watch it. I'm sure I will like it. Mm. But I have really limited TV time these days. And I often find myself saying, I should watch a baseball or a basketball or a football game. I'll get to that someday.
Well, I really like these movies. And it's funny because I know John really likes them. And he watches a lot of movies without me. And he'd been talking about this where I would see, you know, well, I go to bed early.
Yeah,
and he's up and watches
but
a movie.
But you like to watch movies too.
Oh, I do love to watch movies.
And you like to sit next to him.
I do. Oh, my God.
Movies.
It's like you're at my house.
John!
John, I'm watching a movie. Well, what's it about, though? So anyway, he really likes John Wick. And when the fourth one, I told him, I go, oh, hey, you know, you like John Wick. The fourth one's coming out. And he goes, Sarah, we should watch the first three together. And then when the fourth one comes out, we'll go see it. And it'll be really fun. So, and actually we didn't end up going to see it. I think it either dropped to streams immediately or we just didn't go.
It'll
you know,
be
we waited
really
for it.
Fun.
It'd be really fun.
He sold
and
it to you.
It was really fun. Listen, I'm up for whatever. If you say it's really fun, I'm like, oh, I love fun things. That sounds great. So, and I did like it. I really thought, especially the first one. I think the first one is just great. Guess who we have to thank for the entire John Wick universe? Forget it. I'm sorry I asked. You can never guess. Eva Longoria, you have her to thank for this whole thing. This is one of the highest grossing movie franchise in the last decade. They're over $1 billion with all the movies.
Are you talking to me?
Yep.
About a desperate housewife?
I am. Eva Longoria.
Inventorated John Wick.
Nope. She provided $6 million to cover a gap in financing that they had at D-Day. They had a budget and a set, and everybody was ready to do this movie, and they had a $6 million shortfall. And one of the other producers said, and they couldn't raise the money, and everyone was tapped out, and somebody said, Eva, can you? And she went, okay, I'll do it for a producer credit and, you know, whatever, all else. And by the way, that movie started the whole thing.
So please tell us, what is the return on
there
her
is,
six?
Well, there's no, I don't what? Have, I don't have a specific thing on her return, but I'll bet you if she put in that final 6 million, she was able to get whatever she wants. It's been 10 years since that thing came out. It gets crossed the billion mark. I'm going to guess that she made $75 million off that. Like she, a zillion times return on investment. Yeah, I see our research department's hard at work in there trying to figure out what she make on that. But how amazing is it that that walks in? And look, that to me doesn't even seem like a long shot. They come in, they're like, we're ready to roll on this. We've got Keanu Reeves. Here's the story. He's the star. You go, okay, I'll cover that. I'm Eva Longoria. I'm worth whatever I'm worth. I'm sure she's got a line of makeup or, you know, whatever else these people have.
Yeah, well, the problem that you're talking about, though, becomes, and we see this all the time, is people, and it's women for sure, but people in general of a certain age have to be careful there as they're at the back end of this Hollywood career because the making that transition from the hot starlet to the witch on Harry Potter or whatever thing that keeps you working.
Just a mogul in the industry, whatever it is.
That's a hard jump.
Yeah.
To clear.
Yep. People have to keep on working.
So I can see where there's a tear there where she might go, you know what I need? That $6 million.
Yeah.
But
she had it handy too. That was the key.
She had it liquid.
They needed that money like that day.
Mm.
And she went, okay, and here's what I'm getting in return for it. Which isn't much. She put somebody's name on there. Fine. She's one of the producers. Okay. Right. But it turns out she was the reason that we have the John Wick series, supposedly. What do you think? Can you find what her return on investment was?
No. The movie made $86 million.
Though. That first movie.
The first one did.
But I'm sure she gets a little piece of all those other ones, too.
Guess how much the fourth one made? It's going to blow your mind.
Oh, really? Well, you say that is good. I'll say that one made $400 million.
Benny?
$401 million.
Benny wins. It's $400 and $20 million. Ah.
You know, that's ridiculous. That's the worst of the movies.
Well, anyway, Vinny wins.
Oh, my God. Man, Maddie is getting on your good side. I don't know if I like the trajectory this thing's taking.
What are you talking about?
I don't know.
I won the game.
It's quality sound.
Remember the other day ago when Aaron Rodgers ate his booger?
Yeah.
When we talked about it on the show, he is saying, I did not eat my booger. I have literally never eaten a booger ever, not once in my entire life.
I never done that either.
Okay. So you were never a kid. I get it. So Aaron Rodgers.
I was a kid, but I did not all kids eat boogers.
Oh, I beg to differ, to disagree.
Please, the people of the world that never ate boogers.
Please.
Are you with me? I also never poop my pants, just so you know, as well.
Okay.
What?
Listen to him. He's right.
Right?
No. He just doesn't, you know, you don't remember being a kid.
No, I do. Go on. What did Aaron have to say?
He said, I did not take a booger from my nose and eat it on the sidelines. He says that he understands why people think he did. He went on Pat McAfee. I think he's a regular on Pat McAfee. Wasn't he for a while? And then they kind of kicked him off because he was like saying all kinds of lame stuff. And
I think they had to separate themselves like because he's taken a job. This McAfee guy has taken over ESPN.
Yeah.
Like literally. And I think that he suddenly found himself for the first time in his career having to be responsible
about
the mouse. You know, Disney owns that whole thing and went, you don't get to.
You
and
can't
he
say
had to
that.
Go,
well, the other thing was that, by the way, Pat McAfee, West Virginia University Mountaineer.
Oh, for crying out loud.
Aaron was getting paid for appearances, which all athletes get paid when they go on shows. People don't know that. But yeah, I mean, that's how they make money.
Sure.
And so that was kind of a weird like little thing that happened. It was
because in a way he's an employee.
Yeah.
And there's things that, you know, they as his employer do not allow.
Yep.
So on the Pat McAfee show, he said, I've been alerted to this. And actually in the moment I was thinking, man, I hope the camera isn't on me right now. It actually does kind of look like it. I've never actually eaten my boogers, though. That is one thing. I'm very proud of that. Eaten a booger.
Right.
I'm super, super proud of that accomplishment in my life of all the things I've never done.
Good job, guys.
And he added, it's tough. It's tough. It's a bad look. It's tough to try and defend that because the video, that is it's a little incriminating. Yeah, it's a bad look. What's going on? But
he's
I didn't do it.
He is right, though. Look up your nose and see if you feel hungry sometime. There's nothing up there that would make you go, oh, feeling a little pang.
Yeah, methinks he doth protest too much.
How about some booger steaks to hold me over until
dinner? Booger steaks. Well, you really do have some ideas for these boogers.
Oh, gross. You collect enough,
you can make it into little hamburger patties. Fantastic. Aaron also said, yeah, smelling salts. That's what's in the bottle.
Yeah.
I use those to stay focused on eating boogers. I mean, not eating boogers. I have to really make a concerted effort to not eat boogers. Sure hope the camera's not on me right now as I finger my nose and then chew on my fingers. Let's see. What else do I have time for?
We know who the booger eaters of the world are, so it's fine.
Dolly Parton says some stuff.
What'd she say?
She's got another record coming out. She just did that rock star. It's like, slow down, Dolly. You're going to burn yourself out. Is she 80 yet? She's close if she isn't.
Well, she's feeling it, I guess.
Like, let's get all of this out.
She must be feeling it.
She sat down with Elle Magazine for a long interview, talked about everything from her new album, which is called Smoky Mountain DNA.
She's 78.
Oh, that's all? That's coming out in November, by the way, Smoky Mountain DNA, to her philanthropic work and even her new Dolly Wines. Eventually, she was asked, what are your thoughts on the current state of country music? And as always, her response is wonderful. She says, country music used to be thought of as an old hokey kind of music. I love the fact that now it's one of the most loved musics in the whole wide world. I'm just proud to say that we still got country music. We still love it. And they're still calling it country music, even if it sounds more like rock and pop. Yeehaw! Country music's always going to exist in one form or another. I'm going to see to it as long as I live. May she live forever. Long live the queen. Because I find Kelly Clarkson to be so charming, I will say that this is
charming.
I find her very charming. Okay. I think she's, you know, she's so talented, but she's easy with herself and she really is like relaxed in interviews and stuff. And she's pretty honest and she has honest reactions to things. This is a very visual thing. And we did put it up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. So you can take a look at that. There is a guy and he's a country dude, I assume. He's a country singer. Mm-hmm. You know what? I should have asked you for a song from Warren Zeders. Z-E-I-D-E-R-S. Warren Zeders. Mm. So he's promoting his new song called You For A Reason. And he goes on Kelly Clarkson's show and she's sitting having a chit chat with him. And I think he plays like lacrosse or rugby or something. And so even as a grown man. Oh, this is his song?
Yeah, I'm just going to play a little bit.
This is You For A Reason?
No. Yes, this is You For A Reason. Okay. But I'm just going to play a little bit because I didn't preview it. So.
Well, it's a country song. I got my finger on the dump button. Oh, yeah. Okay, turn this up.
And there's only so much you can do. I was lonesome as leaves when the tree.
Well, it's very stripped down and twang, and he's got that drawl.
He's very good looking, though.
He's good looking. Long, thick black hair.
Decent voice, yeah. I mean, I could see him making it.
That's pretty.
Yeah, there you go.
So he goes on Kelly's show. This is Warren Zeders, his singer. And he is talking about his, I guess he plays lacrosse, and she says something about that.
Yeah, I'll play you the clip.
Okay, here's a little.
But just the visual on this is him.
Dude, just play the clip first, and then I'll tell you what she's reacting to. Okay.
People know what lacrosse. Oh,
she says, I don't think people know what lacrosse is. And then she looks at the monitor where they put big ass pictures behind them, and it's him, ripped, shirtless.
I need to be prepared for that.
Apparently, playing lacrosse.
Oh, that's nice.
And she does this very genuine, like, oh, it's really.
Well, she is
funny.
A single lady.
Yeah, she's a single lady. I don't know if he's a single lady, but she's definitely a single lady.
See, find out if he's a single lady.
Yeah, let's find out.
Warren Zevon.
Because we might have just seen the inception of a relationship.
It's
Warren Zeders, but very close.
Yeah, that's actually very cute.
It's really her. You got to see her reaction to it because it does feel she may very well have seen that picture before. And it really does look like they surprised her with it. And she even says, you know, you've got to tell me when you're going to do something like that, guys. So I guess he used to play in college and then
Yeah, it looks like he's a single guy.
Oh, all right. That's good. Warren commented on their TikTok post that they put up together and said, thanks for the laughs and sorry, not sorry, I got you flustered.
Oh,
so cute. It's the beginning of something special.
I hope so.
Do you want to come take a look?
Yeah, I do. Right. I should also mention real quick, a texter has helped us out here. Aaron called ESPN, ABC, Disney employee Jimmy Kimmel a pedophile on the air. And that's why they all had to back away from that statement. Remember Kimmel and him?
I do, yes.
Had a little
they had a whole
back
thing.
And forth going.
All right, hold on. Here we go. So this is her. She's starting to talk to him. And he's like, yeah, I still. Oh, no, this is midway. Hold on.
What are you doing to me?
I'm waiting for it to. You know how you can't fast forward on these damn things. I wish
she,
I could fast
you know
forward
what?
On it.
She looks so good.
She's such a cutie. Yeah.
I love her.
Anyway, I don't think it's going to get to it, Vinny. It's a pretty long clip. So,
you know, I don't understand, though. And I don't mean to be. I like Kelly Clarkson a lot. So I hope this isn't taken the wrong way. But when she gains weight, they dress her like an idiot. And here she is. She's dropped a few pounds and she looks incredible.
Yep.
Why do they put those big, overly printed dresses with like, what do they call that?
Puffy sleeves and everything. Like, right. What? They dressed her terribly.
And they even put bad makeup. And now she looks incredible. And there she is next to this handsome guy. And it's like, yeah, she could get that guy.
You want to come see the reaction?
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, so she's saying, I don't think people know what lacrosse is. She looks over her shoulder, and then she's all, that's the look on her face afterward. And they all start laughing.
She's got that, how you doing?
Yep, exactly. Like, why didn't you guys tell me about that?
It's on the Facebook page.
All right, perfect. Perfect. All right, that's all I got time for. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, for starters, I just want to say that you've turned our text machine into a meeting of the Never Eaten a Booger Club. They're just...
Sure they are.
707, I never ate one. Todd in Vancouver, Washington on Odyssey.
Uh-huh.
I never ate boogers. 510. Uh-huh. I made my brother eat mine, though.
There's a guy who can't say he's never eaten a booger.
Anyway, where was I? Hold on. I have a good tease for you. Let me just find... where did it go? That news is next. It left.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
I guess so. It's a little too sweet. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen to this. How about $5,000?
Yeah.
Sound okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Fall into 5K a day. All this week, fall into 5K a day with Odyssey. And Alice at 97.3. All you need to do is download the free Odyssey app. Log in and listen to Alice for at least an hour. You accumulate an hour during any day. You get a daily entry for your chance to win $5,000.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. For the last 30 years, Fremont Bank Foundation has helped over 500 organizations in our Bay Area communities. Visit FremontBank.com to learn more today. That's FremontBank.com. Thank you.
Fun.
Is that you?
Yeah,
what? What just happened?
Oh, my God. Nothing.
I'm just producing.
He just did something big.
Oh.
Oh, great news. I asked my mom to confirm that I never poop my pants ever.
Oh, really?
Let's see here.
Jeez, mom.
Oh, Sandy, that is not the quote I wanted. Thank you, though.
What?
She said,
you
when you
pants.
Were a baby, you did, but you were potty trained by two. That's not the answer I wanted, mom.
Yeah.
And then she says, how's Chris doing? She says it hurts. She says she's in pain. She says she did sleep, but she is in pain.
Chris is Christina.
Yeah, that's my wife had nose surgery. And I actually, leading into it, I wanted to ask her questions like, you know, what do they do? What's going to
happen? Yes.
But she said, I'm really nervous about this. I don't want to talk about it. And I went, okay. And I never did. I never asked her. I didn't know it was going to be so gnarly.
Yeah.
Like not like a water pick up the nose or right. like a, you know, a booger.
But we're going to do a clean out.
A booger scraping. Oh. This was a real deal.
We're going to widen the passages.
Yeah. Major surgery, apparently.
Well, I hope it really helps.
I do too.
You know, it sounds like she's been suffering with this for a long time and I really wish her the best.
Well, you can't believe the snoring that comes out of such a little thing. Pretty and little. And then you look at her and you're like, you're making that noise. Yeah, that. You've been there. Hey, wait a minute.
What?
You've slept with my wife?
She's so loud. I can hear her from my house.
Mostly sunny today. Highs in the 70s. Thursday night football. Vikings at Rams. And don't forget,
The
World Series starts tomorrow night at 5 p.m. Yankees at Dodgers. For Major League Baseball, that's huge. Those are the two biggest market teams. They have the biggest stars and the biggest payrolls.
Mm.
And they compete for 7 games.
That's what they want.
They hope.
7 games. Right.
That's what they're after.
Hoping for that.
Okay. A woman named Karen.
Oh, God, Karen. Poor Karen. Now, is this a bad kid? Like,
this
her name's actually...
Yeah,
oh,
this is one of the bad Karens. Okay. I mean, she's not...
Like, living up to her name.
Well, kind of.
Okay.
It is important to remember, though, there are nice Karens in the world.
Yeah, they've all changed their name to Kay. Or Ken. We'll just take out the AR.
Deepak's wife is one of the nice Karens. I dated a Karen K-Puck. that was pretty nice.
Yeah.
Many years ago. But, you know, I mean.
I knew a lot of Karens growing up. Like, Karen was a big name. And now it's, boy, it really sucks. It is just the name that got pulled out and it's ruined. I'm so sorry, Karen.
My oldest will say, oh, God, you're going Karen. Even the kids.
Mm.
Anyway, it is important to remember there are nice humans out there named Karen.
Plenty of them.
This story won't help that, though. A woman in the UK named Karen Conahan was recently laid off by her employer, IAG. They say that's the parent company of British Airways.
Oh, all right.
She filed a claim against them, arguing they breached an equality law. She was mad because she didn't get a farewell card upon leaving that employment there. There's more to the story, they say. An employment tribunal looked into it and discovered that the company had a card for Karen. So I guess this must be a tradition that if upon leaving...
You
they
get
give
some
you
kind
a farewell
of
a farewell.
Is there money in the farewell card? Like, why
Doesn't
is this farewell
that,
card so important to her?
But they, well, because she's Karen.
Okay.
Of the bad, you know, variety.
So something goes terribly wrong here.
No, this is what she's saying. She says, I didn't get a farewell card. The employer is saying, we had a card for Karen, but could only get two people to sign it.
Oh.
So they went. We can't give this to her. No one would sign it.
Everyone hates Karen.
Everyone didn't want to put their name on that thing.
No, I'm not signing that.
No.
I don't wish her well, and I don't hope that she has great success.
Do you want me to write good riddance on there? You don't? Then no, I'm not going to sign that.
And that is the thing. You have to say to someone, you need to sign with something nice, because this is a piece of evidence in Karen's hand.
Is it wrong if I say, get the...
I always hated you, Karen.
GT letters.
GTFO.
Anyway.
That's scary to say that.
Yeah, I know. I was really... Now, you're probably saying to yourself, are farewell cards a big deal? They say, no, this is just Karen doing Karen stuff.
Mm. Would you be sad if you didn't get a card from this place when you finally leave someday?
No, you know what?
Me either.
This is my true feeling. I've been so... lucky and happy to be able to do this job for as long as I have, and I'm part of this community, and I've enjoyed every minute, and I am not going to spend 1 second grousing about how things... You don't need to throw anything for me. I will walk off into the sunset with my kids and my wife and be like, I had a rad career.
Right.
It's more than I had ever hoped for. And after what had gone down in my life, the fact that I was able to somehow get back, I'm just twice blessed. And I know that, you know, hashtag blood, whatever. I understand.
You didn't hashtag it. That was perfectly fine.
I'm like, oh, this guy.
I'm just telling
you, I really am lucky and happy, and I don't expect anything. I want all my paychecks, though. That has to happen.
Well, that's what happens.
You get the money.
That's the exchange for working somewhere.
No, beyond that, no. No, I don't need a card.
Yeah.
Or a sign or a cake or anything.
I'd like a card, everyone. I want everyone to sign and write nice things.
Would you please?
No, I'm not Karen. I feel like people wouldn't say good riddance to me. I feel like I'm not a Karen at work. But, you know, a bad Karen, not you, Karen. You're a good Karen. Don't worry. But I would like I'd like that. I'd like something to take with me and read and be like, oh.
You know what
Maddie
I want to do?
Something nice. Vinny
I'll tell you
nice.
What.
Michael wrote something nice. Jane.
I will tell you something. I actually would have had this in my head had I been thinking about how to exit any job, but Denise St. Louis
did it like you do it. It was amazing.
Go on.
Well, she's the person who made Alice. Like when you think of Alice and the font that we use and the way that if you've ever been to one of our events, like she was the ultimate promotions director, like a brand manager. Mm-hmm. And when she left, she did not tell anyone that she was retiring. So nobody knew it was her last day. And she came in armed with like lavish gifts for everyone. Really thoughtful, beautifully wrapped.
She came in the night before because she was nowhere to be found.
No, right. So whatever's the last time she was there, she dropped those things off in the middle of our little green room that we had. So everybody would see it when they came in. And every single person that worked there had a tag with a gift for them. Something super meaningful and special. And we never saw her again.
Ever. I haven't seen her since.
No, I text with her fairly frequently, but I've never seen her since. And I've invited her. I'm like, just come out. Like, nah, I really don't come out
anymore.
She
went
poof. But it was like long notes. You know, each one of us got a very special letter from her saying what she liked about us, or maybe some people's letters were shorter than that. I don't know, but it was... I mean, me and Vinny looked at each other and went, that is how you do it.
That is how I would have done it had I, and lucky for her that she was in a position to do that, because many radio people aren't as blessed
as get thrown out.
I'm going out on my terms and I'm saying goodbye the way I want, which is I'm not saying goodbye to your face because I'll cry.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely.
And I don't want a party and
way.
I don't want a whole thing. Mm-hmm. I just want to leave and let you in. And it was just such a weird high note. Like it was so great. I was like, no one pulls that off.
She pulled it.
She did.
Back to Karen.
All right.
In addition to the farewell card claim, which no one would sign, so she didn't get one.
So she's an awful person.
She sued the company, bringing 40 complaints against them for things like sexual harassment, victimization, and unfair dismissal. It sounds like she had several issues with coworkers, including igniting an argument with one because they corrected her spelling of whiz. And another card for a colleague. So this card thing is tradition there, apparently.
Whiz.
Whiz. W-H-I-Z-Z. Whiz.
Oh, I would spell it with one Z.
Her boss said, there's nothing to the complaints here. This person has a conspiracy theory mentality and mistook normal workplace interactions for harassment.
You know, do you ever notice that there are certain people that, and I know some of these people, they like every single thing that happens to them, they feel like they're a victim.
Mm-hmm.
Like every, they're always like, and I've even said to one of them specifically, like, what's the common denominator in all of these altercations and all these problems that you have at work and with all these people? What's the common denominator in that? And it's you. You know, that's this Karen. This particular, not you other Karens. You guys are great. This Karen.
No, it can very much be how you react to the world around you.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Like no one is trying to. And a lot of times, these people, the common denominator people, they dish it out and cannot take it. Like they're the ones who are poking at people and digging on them and making jokes at their expense or saying some nasty thing. And somebody says one thing to them and they fall apart. They just become jelly on the floor and they're a victim and they feel attacked.
The judge has tossed out Karen's case.
Good.
They determined that she was appropriately laid off.
And no one liked her. Was that in the judgment?
No, they didn't say that.
They should say that.
It turns out that Karen gets nothing.
Gets nothing. Not even her card. I love that there is an employment tribunal.
Mm.
Over there in the
well,
UK,
I mean,
you can turn.
There's your HR, right?
I guess. Sounds great.
You have any, like, I won't ask it that way. Let me just tell you this story because I don't want to. A 20-year-old man in Florida named Jeremy Lang has been arrested for robbing 5 churches over the past month.
Yeah, I've definitely robbed some churches.
No, I was thinking, we all have, especially when you're young, you have lapses in sort of your character.
Yeah.
You have character lapses,
right.
For sure. Things that you
I
know.
I shoplifted.
I know better than that.
Right.
I was raised better than that. Things
right.
that you end up doing where you'd say, I wouldn't have done that, or I wouldn't do that
even
today.
Just something mean that you said or did, mm-hmm. You know, just things that you're not proud of. Got it.
Never robbed a church, though, ever.
Mm.
I did some. I used to have to steal alcohol. Well, I didn't have to. I felt that I had to.
I thought about stealing from church, though. Like as they would pass the little basket along, and you know, my mom would give me a dollar to put in there. I would look in and be like, I could just like pretend I was putting the dollar in
and grip money from.
It's not
the
like they've
bin.
Counted it. Yeah,
I'm a Episcopalian. I still go to church every Sunday. And but when I was a kid, I used to steal wine all the time.
Oh.
You go to church every... You went to church last Sunday.
Yes.
Which church do you go to?
All Saints in Alameda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not online. You're talking about pants and left the house and went to...
Put on a shirt and tie?
Yeah. A mass.
Yeah.
On Sunday.
Up?
Why is that so surprising? Like, you're looking at me like...
Because no one's forcing you. That's why.
You don't have a partner pulling you out the door. What are you talking about? You went?
I enjoy it. I enjoy the hour of mass and contemplation and then I'm done.
I enjoy it as well, but I never get to go.
What do you mean you never get to go?
Oh, I have a million things to do every day and I only go when the missus drags me.
Ah.
But what I mean is when I do sit down for it, I will find myself getting something from it.
Yeah.
For sure. But it's only when I've been dragged. Yeah. Only ever when I'm dragged.
I drag myself.
Wow.
That's very good. What time do you go?
It's a 10:15 service.
Oh, a late one, late service.
And I can say this: my priest, his dad or his brother, is Joel McHale, the comedian. So he's he gives great sermons. They're usually very funny. So I enjoy.
Oh,
it.
But yeah. This is a new church. You've just become a member.
Yeah, I was a member in LA at a church,
and now you're a new member of the flock.
I'm a chalice bearer. I do all kinds of stuff.
Chalice bearer.
Yeah.
And do they know that you're a wine stealer too?
Have you confessed that? They don't have confession in Episcopalian.
No, we have no.
Like a Catholic
thing. No, it's not like that. It's Catholic light.
Oh.
All the sin, none of the guilt.
Nice.
Oh, I like that. I maybe switched to Episcopalian.
It's
there.
Very, very nice. Very nice.
20-year-old man,
very
Jeremy Lang, arrested for robbing 5 churches over the past month. They say it's possible he's even hit more. He wasn't good enough to get away with it, but he did do his research. Police found internet searches on his phone like how to cut a shirt into a mask. Where do churches keep their money?
Oh.
Do churches have safes?
Mm.
He He's facing a handful of charges, including
five. What are the answers to those questions?
I don't know. I mean, maybe we need to conduct our own searches.
Yeah, so we can know how to hit up that church.
Do churches have safes? I have to believe they do.
I would think they would.
All that cash coming in.
Also, things like the chalice and the, you know, the ruby staff. I don't know what they have. The crowns? Do they have, what do they have? What kind of jewels and treasure does each church have?
I wonder if they ramp up the... What do you got?
The internet says, yes, churches often have safes to protect the cash and other valuables from theft and fire.
Oh, yeah.
So...
Yes, I would think.
You think God would be protecting that stuff?
Well, there's a lot of things to keep an eye on when you're God, Sarah.
That is true.
God provides the safe, and the safe provides the protection.
Okay, if you say so.
Our text number is 800-400, I forget the rest. 415 says...
Boy, he really isn't good at that number he's had for 30 years. Yeah, 800-400-3697, please text us anytime on this number.
Yeah, Vin, I barely get to go either, LOL. You know what I mean. I don't want to go, but I go.
Yeah.
And when I do go, I actually get something from it. This is my point.
Good.
The legend of Bob continues to grow, says 415.
510. Which part?
Well, he goes to church. I mean, my God, man. Okay. What?
There's been plenty of revelations today.
No one drags you out the door to church.
He just goes. Well. And he's a Christian.
What does that mean?
It's from Love Actually.
Oh, it's like the another notch.
Like he's so cute. Oh. And he's a Christian.
You're the marrying man.
Watch out, ladies. I'm a Christian.
Please make sure you watch Survivor tonight so you can talk about it tomorrow, says 510.
Oh, so it must be good. Yeah, we'll talk about it tomorrow. I promise. I promise to watch that. Even if John won't watch it with me, I'll watch it. Just so we can all talk about it. You guys are gonna try, Vinny, right?
And then I will make sure that I watch that. I will skip the game and just I don't see.
Well, luckily,
that being...
even though it's a great game with very nice people playing it,
yes,
you know, wonderful football players fighting for the win.
707 says, Vin, make sure you take your gavel in retirement. Yeah, this is a special.
It has your name on it.
It does.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, they full named me too, Vincent.
Oh, Vincenzo. Mm-hmm.
Vincenzo.
Vinny Vincenzo.
I'm going to let you call me that because I'm going to stop my mom from calling me that. She's no longer allowed. Way to not back me up, Sandy. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Sandy. Thanks for just being truthful and honest.
When you were a baby, you did, but you were potty trained at two.
Yeah.
Is that good?
Sandy.
Is two good?
Two's about right. You know. There's accidents. You definitely poop your pants when you're three.
There's actually a text about that text that you just read. It says, potty trained by two, so you are boogers and pooped your pants. Man, how embarrassing. Thanks for texting, Sandy.
Mom, come on.
Mom, you're the best.
Jeff Bezos gave Eva Longoria $100 million last year. She doesn't need the money. I think he gave her that money to do things with.
Yeah, he didn't just give it to her.
It wasn't like go buy a Ferrari.
She had plans for it.
Well, it's about that her using it in charitable organizations, like putting it out there, spreading
that
around.
It was for her to distribute, to disseminate.
Right.
And also, that was last year. This was 2014 when she had to come up with $6 million that day. Like, who do we know that can come up with $6 million today? Well, I know Eva Longoria. I'm going to ask her.
Mel in San Jose says, I never ate a booger. Okay. I'm with you,
sure,
Mel.
Sure, of course not.
And everybody didn't do that, Sarah.
Everybody was
There's
a kid.
There's nothing up your nose that is...
You did it.
It's a right. Snack.
Don't worry, it's
snack.
Okay. Snack.
Snack. What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Alice in Wonderland tickets and cruising the high seas with Taylor.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no think good. About this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.